Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kelly, your host. We're going to be answering more questions this hour. I just didn't do a good enough job getting us to the questions for Joe last hour, so we'll do better this hour. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for staying with us. The number, if you have a question, is 888-318-7884. 888-318-7884. I'm going to say it one more time, and then I'm not saying it anymore this hour. You're going to have to write it down. And you can call, anybody can call, as you know. Well, you probably heard them last hour. You can call from anywhere. You can call with any question you want. And we do not ask your religious affiliation. Anybody at all has a question about Catholic faith, Christian people. You want to know about morals. You want to know about, if you want to talk about Jesus, we love talking about Jesus. 888-318-7884. Now, the reason I'm not going to give out that number anymore, Joe Heschmeyer is here as our guest this hour. He's the author of the new and very popular and very well-reviewed book, The Early Church Was the Catholic Church. And Joe will be answering the questions, but also Joe and I are here to ask you for your help and support. We are now 50% of the way through our winter pledge drive. Each pledge drive, we try to be funded for the next 3 months. And fully funded is $225,000. $225,000 does it. We are halfway through the pledge drive. And we are, by my calculations, Joe, you can correct me if I'm wrong, one quarter of the way to being fully funded. So that's behind. You know, we're about half of where we should be right now. So this has happened before. It's amazing. I mean, I've seen miraculous things. I've seen that made up in an hour. It just depends on, you know, is there something about the Spirit blows where it will?
Yeah, there is. It's in the Bible.
So we just leave, John, we leave all that up to the Spirit and in whom we have placed all of our trust. And we come to you and ask you for your help. Right now, this hour, oh, well, did I even mention that we made the match? We're just right
before 101 or 102%.
102% for last hour. So last hour was good. I mean, we're a little bit of more of a return to form. We got some ground to make up still, but we're coming to you asking you for your help this hour. Again, a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. It's been hard to meet those matches this time. Maybe it'll be easy this time. I do want to thank a couple folks because at the end, the last hour, I said we're going to need some people to come with larger donations. And Kathleen from New Jersey came in with $5,000. Kathleen, you really helped us out because, as you can see, that was one quarter of our fundraising the last hour. So thank you, Kathleen. Charlie in Indiana came in with $1,000. Nicholas in Kansas came in with $1,200. Yes. And then I'm not trying to ignore folks who came in for other amounts.
Especially when it's that close to the wire, all of those amounts.
All those came in so close. They really helped us out to get there because— You know, we were three quarters of the way there, but we weren't going to get there without that help. And so I just want to stress again, we do need some of those larger donations. So let me just start out with the giving levels, Joe, and then I'll let you take some calls. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right, $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. That means you give $100, it becomes $200. You give $200, it becomes $400. You give $1, it becomes $2. You give $1,000, it becomes $2,000. The number to call to make your pledge, 888-291-8000. Every single line available right now except for two. There are two calls on right now, 888-291-8000. If you can make a monthly pledge of $10 or more, any person who can make a monthly pledge of $10 or more, you will become a member of our Society 315. You'll get the Society 315 t-shirt, you'll get the car magnet, and you'll get monthly updates, interactions, materials, lectures, all these kind of things that we have that we kind of get here. You know, well, these incredible people come and visit and maybe do a little talk with them. And we just want to share it with people who are serious about apologetics. And so that's what Society 315 is. It's a sharing society. You start at $10 a month. So maybe
And the t-shirts are cool. I wanted to stress that.
They made them out of really good material, too.
Yeah,
usually
really
t-shirts
soft,
are cheesy.
They're really comfortable.
Yeah, right.
I love my t-shirt from Society 315.
888-291-8000. Please consider coming in right now, as a matter of fact, at a $10 a month level. Become a member of Society 315. By the way, in addition to that, everyone who gives becomes a subscriber to our magazine, the brand new revamped Catholic Answers magazine. So give in any amount, we'll send it to you for a year. So that really makes Society 315, I think, a very attractive proposition. If you can go to $20 a month or more, in addition to everything I just mentioned, we'll also add the Essential Catholic Survival Guide, 500 pages of answers to tough questions about the faith. It's all short articles. You know, maybe you got a question about money. Maybe you got a question about Mary. Maybe you got a question about myths. I'm open to the M section right now.
I thought money was really fitting. I thought it was going to be like fundraising related. And I'm like, no, it's just going alphabetically through.
This is one that I would leave. See, this is I always say this because this was my mother and father's strategy. They would leave stuff on the coffee table. And then, you know, for one of their seven kids, you know, you get bored. And then all of a sudden you find out you're reading about, you know, one of the saints and it changes your life. So that's at the $20 level. If you can come in at $45 a month or more, $45 a month or more, everything will be doubled because we have a doubling of the pledges this hour.
Another $20,000 hourly match?
Another $20,000 hourly match. But in addition to what I just mentioned, we'll also give you on the two DVD set and the workbook for Trent Horn's CASA course. That's the Catholic Answer School of Apologetics course. Evidence for God. This might be one you want to give to the niece or the nephew, the grandkid, maybe the son or the daughter, because they're being battered with the really silly and unsupportable notion that there's no proof for the existence of God. There's no reason for you to believe in God. That's nonsense. There's tons of proof. There's plenty of reason. Someone might disagree with what we come to, but it's foolish to say there's no proof or no reason. And so we want to disabuse folks of that. So Evidence for God, the two DVD set, if you can come in at the $45 a month level. One more level I'll give, Joe, and then I'll let you answer calls. All right?
Okay.
888-291-8000 is the number. Please call. Only three have called this hour so far, and there are 16 of our colleagues on the line. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. The last level, the top level that I will mention, $84 a month or $1,000 a year. And in addition to all of that, you become a member of our President's Club. There's all kinds of benefits you can read about on the website to become a President's Club member. But the coolest one, the easiest one to mention is you get everything we publish for a whole year for free. You just call up.
Everything.
And, and you say, hey, I heard Joe Heschmeyer has a new DVD out, you know, and they're like, yep, boom, free. I heard Joe Heschmeyer has a new book. Yep, free. As a matter of fact, we love giving away free Joe Heschmeyer stuff because then he doesn't get paid for it. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. It is time for us to do our regular job. Joe, are you ready to do your regular job?
I sure am.
All right. Let's go to Mary in Louisiana, listening on Christ the King Radio, EWTN Radio. Mary, go ahead with your question for Joe. You okay, Mary?
I don't think that's Mary. I think that's Anthony in Denver. I think you're looking at the dropped calls.
Okay, so where do you want me to go? Tell me the line.
Line one.
I was on line one.
I don't think that's Mary. I think you're looking at dropped calls.
Oh, so I'm
It might be Anthony in Denver.
Holy smokes. This is another display of professionalism here at Catholic
Answers.
Yeah,
if you pay more, we can help give some remedial hosting training.
I have a lot of pages open to keep track of this pledge drive. Anthony in Denver. I'm going to go with anybody named Mary or Anthony. If you're on the line, start talking now.
Yeah, this is Anthony in Denver.
Hi, Anthony. Go ahead with your question.
How are you guys?
Good. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. My question's a philosophical one. The other day I was chatting with a Jesuit friend of mine who's doing philosophical studies, and we were talking about the body before and after the fall and the body before and after the resurrection. He was saying that the church and the church fathers use the word the same body for both of those situations while still admitting that there's obvious differences prior to the fall and after the fall, and then once we have our resurrected bodies. So his contention was that it would be more apt to use the word similar instead of the same. And I was just curious if that's sort of
it's just a language thing or what's going on. That's a great question. And there's a reason the church says the same and not similar, because if we just had similar bodies to pre-fallen humans, then we wouldn't be the same species. We wouldn't be humans. Like if we just had, you know, something human-like, we're not the same. This is, ironically, very parallel to another controversy in the history of the church, the famous homoousia controversy, whether Christ is like God or whether he is God. And like isn't good enough in either of these cases, that we have to say Adam and Eve are humans as we are humans, and they don't cease to be human after the fall. The corruption sets in, for sure, but they don't cease to, they don't lose their humanity, they don't lose their bodily humanity in that sense. Likewise, when we're talking about the resurrection, a much happier transformation happens, but it is, there's still identity, meaning it is your body that is transformed and glorified. It's not, we get rid of your body and give you a similar one. And this is an important thing. Think about two twins. Over the course of their life, those twins will grow and change in some radical ways. So, you know, your Mary Kate or whoever is going to look very different as an adult than she does when she's like starring in Full House as a kid. But she'll look more similar to her twin than she probably looks to her younger self. She looks like her twin, but she isn't. She is the same person bodily that she was the child, even though there's been a radical transformation throughout the course of her life. The same thing is true with resurrection, but in a more glorious way. St. Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 gives the example, comparing it to a seed that then flourishes into wheat or some other kind of grain, so that when we're laid in the tomb, we can think of it as planting our body, and it'll be raised and transformed in some radical, maybe even unrecognizable ways, just as, you know, as an infant, you maybe wouldn't recognize the adult that they would become, but it will still be your body, all grown up, all transformed, all made into what your body was always intended to be.
Thanks very, very much. Appreciate the question, Anthony. Sorry that I called you Mary there at the beginning of the call. I feel like I should applaud, Joe. I have never heard someone explain the resurrection using the Olsen twins as the metaphor. Congratulations,
well, thank
Joe.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Well, Catholic answers, maybe just a lot go of lie down now. It is a full
just
house.
Just go rest, because that was, I don't know, you must be drained that you've explained the resurrection using the Olsen twins. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Let me just read some thank yous. Rose in New York says thank you to us, actually, for helping her answer the questions she receives from her friend who is seeking. This is a common theme, Rose. This is something that I think is actually one of the more helpful parts of the show. You know, you got the spouse or the kid or the neighbor who, they keep coming to you with Catholic questions, and you need some answers for them. And our website and or the radio show or whatnot, those are materials there to do that. So thank you for your pledge of support. Thank you for your donation, Rose, and thank you for your kind words. Jennifer in Nebraska recommends the show to her RCIA students, and they find it very helpful. Well, the people of Nebraska are particularly bright, Joe. That is
Spirit Catholic Radio.
Well-known Spirit Catholic Radio, right. She listens to Catholic radio on and off throughout the day, but Catholic Answers, and this is not a pun, Joe, so lay off it.
You know where I'm going with it.
Yes, because you're the worst punner. Catholic Answers, she says, is a staple. She never misses it. Thank you very much.
You know who's a staple we're missing? No, go ahead.
I said don't do it, and you just did it. 888-291-8000 is the number to give. I'm going to go back to the phones. We haven't been answering enough questions, and I'm going to rely on you to give. I'll just tell you what our deal is. We've got five folks on the line right now. We've got 18 of our colleagues waiting to take your call. Please call them up. Say hi. Say we mentioned them on the air. They are wonderful people. And they're just taking this time out to answer your calls and take your pledges. We really need your help. We are very far behind in our fundraising, but I say that with a little bit of cheerfulness in my voice, because always our policy here at Catholic Answers has been tell the donors the truth. Don't deceive them. Don't tell them you need more money than you need. No phony matching. It's got to be real matching. And if you're struggling, tell them you're struggling. Don't lie about it. And then people always come through for us. So that's why I feel cheerful right now. I'm going to go back to the phones. Please pick up your phone and call 888-291-8000. Any pledge in any amount is matched dollar for dollar until we have used up that $20,000 match. Any pledge in any amount. So your $5 pledge is welcome. Your $5,000 pledge is welcome. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Just say a number, Joe, because clearly I don't know how to run the phones today.
Why don't we try number four?
Let's go to line number four. I'm going to say that's Thomas in Oskaloosa, Kansas.
I believe it is.
All right. I did it. All right. Thomas in Oskaloosa, Kansas, listening on the Catholic Answers app, which is sweeping the world, paid for by our donors. Thomas, go ahead with your question for Joe.
Gosh, great job pronouncing the name, first of all, Oskaloosa.
I am really good at pronouncing things. Ask anybody who listens to this show with any regularity. I am super good at pronunciation.
I agree.
Thank you.
Not far from Mr. Heschmeyer.
No, you're within an hour.
Yes, sir. All righty. So
first of all, I'd like to thank Erica. I called and donated. Wonderful to deal with.
Yeah, thank wonderful. You. Thank you.
Erica, is, you know, she's been bringing us candy as well. So she's specially
she's better
beloved.
Than you think, yeah. Director of events here at Catholic Answers.
Fantastic. So to the question. So over Christmas break, my sister was home, and I knew she was either agnostic or atheist. And she was... I guess I finally got the answer on. She said, well, I believe in the spirit realm, but I am an atheist. And I guess my question is, how would you be able to level with her that, okay, these are both possible still under a theistic worldview?
Oh, I mean, the Christian claim is that God is maker of all things visible and invisible. When we're talking about invisible things, we're including in that the idea of the spirit realm. I actually think... the bigger question is how an atheist explains spiritual beings. You know, how do you get angels or demons or immaterial souls on a purely atheistic level? You can't say, oh, they evolved. You know, this spiritual thing evolved from some more basic matter, because the whole nature of spiritual things is that they're immaterial. So you really don't get a spirit realm without God. You need God is pure spirit. He creates the entire spiritual world and the entire material world. And so the fact that she's ready to acknowledge the invisible world, the world of spiritual realities, should hopefully open her up to the fact that you can't explain the existence of that world without an immaterial God who can create it.
And you're satisfied with that answer to Thomas? Because you got to go back to Texas.
I don't know.
Kansas. You good, Thomas?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want him coming back to Kansas and finding an unsatisfied caller. So I just
I'd be happy if, Thomas, if you're not satisfied, we can grab coffee after I get back home.
I'm guessing you're paying, Thomas. I'm just guessing.
He just did. He donated to
Catholic
Answers. Right.
That's right. He did. Thomas, thank you very much for the kind words. Thank you for the call. We are coming up on we're past the halfway mark. We're coming up on the two-thirds mark done with our pledge drive. It's been a bit of a tough one. I'm sure that it has related to the economy and all that, but also it's winter. I don't know. I'm trying to think of excuse. Is it me?
Well, maybe people are intimidated. Now that they hear that Erica is great, maybe they're going to call 888-291-8000. If you don't want to talk to us, you can text Catholic 24365. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Or you might get, win the lottery and talk to the nicest person in the world. That would be Imelda from accounting. And you'll know it's Imelda because she's the only one of us from India. So if you're talking to someone with an Indian accent, freak her out a little bit and go, is this Imelda? And then then she'll come and slap me after the show. 888-318-7884 is the number to call if you have a question. And we do have a few lines open there. So I did want to give that number out again. It wasn't an accident, a mistake. I don't really make mistakes like that. 888-318-7884.
I bet a lot of people are getting strange calls this hour, wondering why people are calling and trying to find us.
We are struggling for calls right now. I'm going to go back to the callers and let Joe do his thing and leave it in your hands. Could you call and make a pledge in any amount this hour? We are a long way from where we need to be. We need your help. Catholic Answers depends on your donation. That's how we do this. We have never, been one of those, we got so much money in the bank, we just roll with it. I do actually think in recent years, we at least have people who are managing the money better. So, I'm sure we're doing better than we were a few years ago, but we're one of those apostolates that we live in many ways hand to mouth. We will shut down if we don't get the pledge. Oh, that sounded so awful, like a threat or something.
If
you don't, right now. But I'm just trying to tell you where we are. So I'll stop talking. 888-291-8000, $20,000, dollar for dollar match this hour. If we use it up, I think we're getting much closer to being back on track. We are off track right now. We'll get closer to being on
track. We're about 15% of the way towards the match, I think, and about a third of the way through the hour.
This is the best hour we've had then. 888-291. 8,000. It is. That's the best hour we've had.
Okay.
That's. I mean, they've been tough hours, Joe.
They haven't.
You looked at me like I'm crazy. But
I was trying to do the math.
I'm going to go to line two. Devante, our old friend Devante in Odessa, Texas, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Sure, Devante, you download the Catholic Answers app, you call us, but you're still not Catholic, are you, Devante?
I disagree with you guys on too many core things, but if Joe and Trent Horn want to run down here to Odessa, by all means.
Careful, they might.
Yeah, Trent's not that far.
Well, I'll tell you what, when we're in Texas, I know that we're going to do a tour of Texas radio stations at some point with the wonderful people at Guadalupe Catholic Radio. If we get in that neighborhood, we're definitely looking you up, and we'll pay for the coffee. You don't have to pay for it. It would be just great to meet you face-to-face.
Agreed.
By all means. So recently I was reading an article on Joe's website where he was talking about baptism being necessary for salvation. Mm-hmm. And my question is, and you correct me if I say this word wrongly or even explain it so we have the same concept in mind and I don't misunderstand.
Okay.
With the Catholic understanding of baptism being ex opere operato, what role does the faith of the person play in baptism?
Yeah.
Because I know we would both agree, just because they're in the water does not mean they were regenerated.
This is a really good question, Devante. You always have good questions, by the way. Paragraph 1253 of the Catechism actually tackles this one directly. Because it points out that baptism is the sacrament of faith. What that means is the ordinary way that we receive the gifts of faith, hope, and love is through baptism. They're what are called theological virtues. We can't produce them on our own. They're gifts from God, and they're given in the waters of rebirth. Baptism, that's what it is to be born again of water and the Spirit, the laver of regeneration, as St. Paul says. And why St. Peter can say in 1 Peter 3:21 that baptism now saves you, because it's in baptism that you receive faith, hope, and love. And those are the things that you need to be saved. So the ordinary means of salvation is through the waters of baptism. So one of the corollaries of that is that you can't say someone has to have a fully formed faith before they can be baptized, because where are they getting the faith from? Ordinarily, it's through baptism itself. It would be like, you know, requiring a high school diploma to let someone into high school. It doesn't make sense. So paragraph 1253 says that it is only within the faith of the church that each of the faithful can believe. The faith required for baptism is not a perfect and mature faith, but a beginning that is called to develop, which is why in the actual rite of baptism, the catechumen, or if it's an infant, the godparent, will be asked, what do you ask of God's church? And the answer is faith. Now, most people say baptism, but the rite actually, you're supposed to say faith. Like, you're asking for the gift of faith from God, and God gives it to you. So that's the relationship. Like, you have to have enough faith that you're freely going through the baptism. And in the case of an infant, you know, the godparents can stand in for you. You're not resisting it. Someone's not forcibly baptizing you against your will. And you're receiving this gratuitous gift of faith that you cannot give yourself. You've got just enough to go forward and receive it, to ask for it, and God will pour it out upon you.
Devante, I got to say thank you, because as you've heard, we are in the midst of our pledge drive. And thank you for all the calls. We love talking with Devante in Odessa, Texas. And now we're going to have to get down there because we said we were. We are coming up on the halfway mark of this hour. We're probably past 15% so far, but where are we
now? I'm showing 23%.
23%. So we want to be, what percent do we want to be by the top of the hour?
Well, 100%.
100%. Okay, so that means...
Maybe even 20, more than that.
So we're 73% off right now. 73%. I don't know. I'm impressing myself right now. But, hey, it's
77%.
77. Oh, yeah.
23 plus 77.
Yeah, I'm not so impressed with myself now. 888-291-8000 is the number to call and make your pledge. 888-291-8000. All we do is we answer questions about the Catholic faith. It seems like it wouldn't work. It seems like it's so simple. Why would that work? What's the hook? What's the draw? But for more than 20 years now, Catholic Answers Live has just come on the air and answered any question anybody's got about the Catholic faith. It has grown. We're on almost 400 radio stations in the United States. We're on around the world. As you hear, we get calls and letters and everything from around the world. We even go and do in-person evangelization around the world. And we need your help to continue to grow and continue to do what we're doing. Right now, we have a $20,000 dollar for dollar match. We are far from using up that match this hour. We need to raise $225,000 to be fully funded for the next 3 months. And again, I just want to stress this because I really believe it with my heart. I see it every day. I don't think there is another media company in the world that could do what we do for $225,000 every 3 months. I don't think they could reach the number of people that we reach, produce the quality of media that we produce. And I know they don't have a better message. I'll tell you right now, they don't have a better message. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, has come to save this world and to save each of us personally. It's a message of hope and of joy. And when we overcome obstacles, people believe it, accept it, and flourish as human beings because they did so. That's what we want, that every person will become a son or a daughter of the living God. We need your help right now to keep doing what we're doing. There's 19 phone lines available, only two of them used right now. 888-291-8000. Please, as we go to the bottom of the hour break, make your pledge now. We're struggling. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Joe Heschmeyer is our guest. Joe has a beautiful new book out called The Early Church is the Catholic Church. And I know I sound like I'm teasing when I say it to Joe, but we really are getting lots of wonderful reviews on that book and lots of people picking it up. It's doing real well because it's a really fine book. And it's one of those things where I think a lot of people think, oh, who can really tell the early history of the Catholic Church? Well, you can. There's letters, there's documents. And there are lots and lots of, you know, secular historians or religious historians or, you know, of all stripes who will say, yeah, those letters of Ignatius, those ones right there, those are authentic first century or second century letters. And so there's a lot of history of the early church. It's a kind of an effort that we've made here in recent years to do books that are quite basic in their apologetic. Trent wrote, Why We're Catholic. Jimmy wrote, so that's about the Catholic faith, the basic introduction to the Catholic faith. Jimmy wrote, The Bible is a Catholic Book, a wonderful introduction to the Bible. I wrote Teacher of Strange Things about Jesus. We needed an introduction, just a basic introduction to Jesus. And now Joe wrote, The Early Church Was the Catholic Church. Again, a basic apologetic, a basic description and of the conditions of the church, what the church is. That's what we do. We share the faith, and we try to do it every way we can. And if we do it, if some controversy comes up, we try to engage with the controversy on our podcast or even on this show. What we want is for people to come to see the faith is reasonable, first of all, and then once you begin to have that inkling, wait a second, that Catholic faith is reasonable. It seems like God would behave that way. Come to Jesus. Come to the fullness of faith. We want to open hearts so that people can do that. Can you please support us right now? We are struggling to meet our $20,000 match this hour, 888-291-8000. If you would, 888-291-8000.
You know, I was just going to say a couple things. Number one, I know Kelly in San Antonio has a question about the early church, and I would love to get to her call. Just please call to donate. You know, if again, you already got the number, 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. And yeah, I think it really is a good reminder that, you know, like there's some parts of Catholicism that I think any well-formed Catholic should be able to answer. And then there are other parts of Catholicism that they're more specific. And so people who've studied it, people have degrees in it, people who maybe their full-time job is as an apologist, I think there's a role for that because you shouldn't be expected to know anything and everything. So hopefully us here at Catholic Answers, or we here at Catholic Answers, I couldn't figure out which way that should be grammatically in my head.
We here at Catholic Answers.
We here at Catholic Answers can serve that kind of supplemental role to help you on those kind of questions. So with that in mind, if we could, let's go to Kelly in San Antonio.
Let me give the number out again, 888-291-8000. You can go safe and secure online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I hope we're not crossing the line into being a pain in the neck, but if you are in a position to make a large donation of $1,000 or $2,000, we could really use those now to help us to get where we need to be, maybe even more. Maybe you could do $5,000 as one woman did earlier from Kansas, and we're very grateful for that. All right, let's go to Kelly. Kelly is on, let's see, line one. Kelly, go ahead with your question for Joe.
Hi, thank you guys for what y'all are doing. Prayers for your drive.
Thank you.
My question is, how did the early church keep a coherent message, especially, you know, with the rate of travel of news? Now with social media, there's all kinds of crazy, you know, rumors floating around, and it can be difficult to really know where the truth is and where somebody might be speaking kind of a, you know, truth wrapped in a lie kind of thing. How do we keep that coherent message?
Oh, that's great. That's a great question. So I want to make sure I get it. You're saying, you know, back before the internet, back before any of those things, you can't really fact check. If someone comes along to your town and says, oh, this is what Jesus taught, it is a little trickier to know if they're telling the truth or not. But fortunately, you have still a small enough world, so to speak, that people are riding from town to town, and you have these other kind of checks against that. And one of the best checks is apostolic tradition. And so we see this really clearly with St. Irenaeus and his fight against the Gnostics in about 180. Irenaeus is a student of St. Polycarp, who you heard in the last hour is Cy's favorite church father. Polycarp lived from 69 to 155. He was a student of the Apostle John. So Polycarp knew Christianity up close. He knew apostolic Christianity because he got it from an apostle. Irenaeus also got Christianity from an apostle. And so he's battling against Gnostics who were saying Jesus had one set of public teaching and one set of private secret teaching just for his special followers. And Irenaeus' point is, that's ridiculous. If he did have that kind of teaching, you know who would know about it? The Pope. Because who would the apostles want to make sure knew about this special secret teaching? Well, it would be the most important bishops, including, of course, the Bishop of Rome, who Irenaeus points out almost as an aside, everyone has to agree with. It's this very early endorsement of papal infallibility or papal primacy or papal supremacy of some kind. And in light of that, he says, well, notice the popes and the bishops have never heard of Gnosticism. They say it's not what Jesus taught. They're the people who are in a position to know. So you can hopefully see there the way that tradition and apostolic succession are a check against people just making up rumors. Because if you can say, no, no, this isn't what we received before you, you've come along and taught some new message, that the big red flag, it's not true. Actually, in my book, which I'll see if we can get you a copy of, the early church is very theologically conservative, meaning they're on the lookout for anything that smells too new, and they reject teachings if they can trace where they came from, and it wasn't Jesus or the apostles. So for all those reasons, you know, there's no question that they wouldn't be Lutheran because they could trace it back to Luther. There's no question they wouldn't be Calvinist because they could trace it back to Calvin. They're going with, well, what did Jesus and the apostles teach, and what's been the unbroken teaching of the church down through the years?
And we're going to leave it there. Thank you very, very much for the call and for the question. It's open forum. Anybody can ask anything they want of Joe Heschmeyer, our guest. Joe is an apologist here at Catholic Answers, which I'm super happy to get. It still makes me happy to get to say that. Started here in March, but he was world famous before he came to us, and we're just so happy that he's here. It's another thing that we're trying to do is grow, not just in the number of media outlets we're on or programs that we're doing, but grow in the number and quality of our apologists. I say quality not because we were low quality before, but we want to maintain that high standard that Catholic Answers has always had, that people who have no particular agenda other than to share the love of Jesus and his church and to speak directly and honestly about it. You've made that possible. Please give us a call. Help us use up this match, 888-291-8000.
Speaking of maintaining the high level of quality, yeah. I'd just point out that we always have attrition. You have donors who they stop giving because, you know, maybe they have financial hardship or they pass away or they move out of the area that's served by the various radio stations carrying Catholic Answers, or for one reason or another, their giving priorities change. And so we constantly need new donors stepping up and stepping in and kind of passing the torch on to make sure that the next generation, the next year even, has Catholic radio as well. So if that is striking you, if that is where you are at, if that's what God is placing on your heart, I would really encourage you to call us at 888-291-8000 or to text Catholic to 24365 or to go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and help out in whatever way you feel called to do.
888-291-8000, trying to make sure we're doing our day job while we're doing this pledge drive. We have 21 of our callers. That means everybody, pretty much everybody in the building has said, I'm just going to sit down and take calls for this last 20 minutes because they know we're $10,000 away from a $20,000 match. We've got $10,000 to raise in the next few minutes, or we're going to not meet our match. So I think they all sat down and they're ready. 21 of them ready to take your calls. Four of them are engaged on the line, 17 lines open. 17 lines open, perfect time to call. If you want to make a $5 pledge, you want to make a $50 pledge. You want to make a $10 pledge, you want to make a $100 pledge. Whatever it is, you want to make that recurring pledge, that $10, that $20, that $45 a month. Get the gifts that come with making those recurring pledges. But pick up the phone and call, because there's lots of folks on the line to take your call right now. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. I'm going to go to Rob on YouTube now. Rob, thank you very much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
I wanted to first of all say I'm in a conundrum, so I'm going to call the donation line after and see what they can do to help me be a supporter of yours.
But anyway. God bless you. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, that's wonderful. We won't make you give out your financials over the air right now.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's just like I said, just prayers that this will actually work. But anyway, I need to put a hypothetical. It's not necessarily hypothetical, but I'm going to use it as such before you guys. I use a racial or derogatory comment at somebody.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just everything along the lines. Now, forget treating them any differently, violence, anything else. I just use a derogatory term like.
No, you don't have to.
Sorry, Rob. But I'm sure that what you were going to say was fine, but we just can't take any chances.
We can think of some.
We can all think of racial epithets or derogatory terms. So say.
No. So it wasn't going to be racial.
No, I'm sure that, Rob. I'm sure of that. But we both reacted. We overreacted. But so you use a derogatory term. You don't use violence. So what's the question?
Well, no, yeah, but that's what I was going to say. I wasn't going somewhere. I was actually, that was part of the question.
Oh, I see.
I use a derogatory statement at somebody individual, but I include, you know, their entire race or their religion or their whatever.
Right.
So I'm actually using the term, but I'm not, you know, I'm just talking the term, nothing else. Is that a sin against charity? And if it is not, what is it a sin against? And if I may throw this third one in, where in the Bible can I find backing for this? So when I do have this conversation with somebody, I can point to them and say, look, it says it right there in the Bible.
I'm going to send you to the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 5 of Matthew's Gospel. Is that where you are?
That was exactly where I was going to
go. Okay, because Jesus is pretty explicit about this, but I don't think I fully understand the question. Like, you're not just saying that someone's using a word in an academic setting, like, oh, the Nazis used to call the Jews this, but they're not saying it themselves. You're saying someone's using this and directing it towards someone.
Yes, somebody actually has ill intent in their heart.
Yes.
But they're not doing anything else. I'm not talking about anything else but the act of using a derogatory or racial or whatever word towards somebody.
Jesus addresses this quite clearly.
Yes, he does. Matthew chapter 5, verse 22. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother shall be liable to the council. And whoever says, you fool... and the word there can also be translated like blockhead and things, she'll be liable to the hell of fire. So it really is that stop treating people in this way. And he's not making these are words no one's allowed to use or say. What he's talking about is a way of treating people and a way of speaking of people. And so you asked about it being a sin against charity, and it is certainly that. I would argue it's also a sin against justice because it doesn't do justice to the imago Dei. It doesn't treat every individual as an individual, but just as like one more representative of their group, whatever that group is. And for that, I would point you to, I mean, partly it's logical, but partly it's also expressed in the Catechism in paragraph 1935, which says that the equality of men rests essentially on their dignity as persons and the rights that flow from it. In other words, the whole Christian notion is that from Adam, all men are created equal. And we're all fallen, we're all in need of redemption, but we all have this dignity by being made in the image and likeness of God. When you start treating one group of people for some superficial reason as less made in the image of God, or less worthy of dignity, or even just as less as individuals, there's an actual injustice there because you're not rendering to each one according to their due. Think about it. The virtue of justice is to give people what they're owed. This person is owed the fact that they're an individual made in the image and likeness of God, because that's the true worth of their value, and we're giving them something less than that. So for all of those reasons, I would say that racial slurs and derogatory terms of that kind being used in kind of a negative manner towards people, that's going to be a sin against charity and a sin against justice as well.
I just want to give a citation if you want. Our own Father Hugh did a podcast with us where we talked about I think the exact question we put to him was, what would Jesus say about racism, or what does Jesus say about racism? I can't exactly remember how we put it to him. It was about a year and a half ago. You can find it on YouTube or go to our CatholicAnswersFocus.com page and just search racism. And he gave a more extended answer that it's essentially what Joe just gave. But his basic answer was it had to do with racism in particular, and you weren't asking just about racism, but it has to do with the sins against justice and then sins against charity. But you can't forget, though, that it's first and foremost a sin against justice. You call someone a nasty name, you're not their judge. God didn't make you their judge. You have no just right or reason to do that, and Jesus forbids it. Joe, we're still in the midst of our pledge drive. Where are we as far as...
I think we've not even made it halfway for meeting this hour's goal.
I thought we were halfway.
I mean, what I've seen so far is we've got $8,700 down. Maybe that still needs to be updated, but... I think we're under halfway there, and we're three quarters of the way through the hour. So this would be a great time to open your hearts and your wallets and call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
Another person donated for a second time. Marianne from right here in California called yesterday and then today called and donated another $300. God bless you, Marianne. Thank you very much for that call. And then they put these notes on here, like people I'm supposed to thank. They just wrote, Irene is going to send a $250 check.
It's also all in caps. It seems vaguely menacing.
Know. It's like, am I supposed to threaten Irene? She promised a check. Say it on the air. So she has a... Irene, we're very, very grateful. John from Cibolo, Texas. increase. He became a member of our founder circle by increasing his month, his annual pledge to $5,000 a year. John, God bless you. Thank you for that. If you want to know about Founders Circle, it's the highest level giving club that we have here. It comes with all kinds of benefits. You can just go to our Catholic.com and type in Founders Circle, and you'll find out all about it. I hope that we will get. Yeah, to be honest with you, I'd like to see three or more, or four more people join Founders Circle or our President's Club, which is at $1,000 a year right now, because we are coming up to the top of the hour. We are going to go back to the phones and answer some calls shortly. We have 20 of our colleagues on the line ready to take your call, and five calls on right now. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. If it's sounding like maybe we're feeling a little bit of pressure at the moment, I personally, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm feeling a little bit of pressure at the moment. We got a ways to go. And we're, the hours are dwindling. We'll just be here with 2 hours tomorrow. We'll ask you for your help again while Jimmy Akin answers questions. And then we won't bug you for 3 months. We really won't bug you again for 3 months. So we've got to do all of our fundraising in the next 2 hours and 14 minutes. 888-291-8000. Let's fill up those lines. 11 lines are open right now. 8 are on. Could we get 11 folks to just call right now and make a pledge of any amount? It'll all be matched dollar for dollar. 888-291-8000. I'm going to read a note here. And David's here. You can tell me if I get this wrong. But Charles from Texas just called. And he said he heard we were 10,000 short of meeting our match this hour. And he's going to call his broker tomorrow to donate $10,000 worth of stock to us. So Charles, that is enormous. That really, really helps us out. I have no idea whether it sounds like, I don't know if I'm supposed to count that against the match for the other donor.
Is Jimmy going to get credit for this tomorrow? That's what I want
to know. I think Jimmy gets credit for it tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, because, we get credit for today. Dave's pointing to.
All right. Thank you, Charles.
Two down, which I think means today.
Thank you. The number is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Okay. Let me just tell you. Charles, I'm very, very grateful for that. On Tuesdays, I pay for my hamburgers. It doesn't sound a little bit like that. Tomorrow, I'm going
to
sell.
I recognize that because we used to have a Wimpy's near us. So yeah. That's an obscure reference to a
but
unpopular
I really don't,
movie.
I mean, David said that goes against the match, but I am going to be honest with you. I do not think it does. And so we have to be fair to our donors. They give us money and they say, if you bring this money in an hour, you get the $20,000. So it may be. I just don't want to promise that because I don't know that. And so we'll just play it by ear here, but we'll just continue to let.
Either way, we should all continue to give.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you where we
There's
are.
There's
right
six
now.
Open lines, five open lines now. And let's bring that down to zero open lines. 888-291-8000.
In about 5 minutes, we're two thirds of the way through our pledge drive. We just passed one third of the amount of money we need to raise. We need to raise $225,000. And I'm including Dan's $10,000 in this. So if your number is looking different, it's because in my brain I just added Dan's $10,000. And God
Charles?
Bless you. Oh, Charles. I'm sorry. Why did I say Dan?
Okay. $10,000 doesn't even get you the
I got
proper
thing
first
here.
Name.
I know. What do you got to do
for
to get 20, called by the right 000, name around
I
here?
I will remember your name.
Charles. Oh, my gosh. Please don't be offended, Charles. This is like the 8,000th mistake I've made today. I apologize from the heart. But you put us over the one-third mark, and God bless you, and thank you for that. But we need some help. Could you pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000? I'll tell you what I'm going to do, because I do know this just occurred to me. The donor who gave us the money yesterday said you can use that because we came up 5,000 short yesterday. Mm-hmm. Said you can use that 5,000 if you need it. Like I'll let you take another shot at it. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to make an audible right now and we'll check this with our donors. I'm going to count Dan's 10,000 as, so we met our match for this hour, but we still got 5,000 from that other donor. Do you see
Perfect.
What I'm saying?
I do.
I feel like I did that right. And I feel like that's fair to the donors, but I'll make sure it is. But a guy yesterday said, you know, I'll give you $20,000 if you can raise it in the first hour. We only raised 15,000 in the first hour, actually a little under 15,000. So, and then he said, all right, tomorrow I'll give you another shot at it. We weren't even going to try it because we've been struggling so much, but let's try it. Let's do it. $5,000 in the next 10 minutes. $5,000 in the next 10 minutes. We'll get the match from. And I know that donor will give it to us. He was very explicit. 888 888-291-8000. I think, Joe, I'm going to let you do at least one more call.
Please.
All right? 888-291-8000. Oh, it's getting exciting up in here now. Can you please help us? 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I am going to go to Charles. I'm going to say Charles from now on. I feel bad about that. I'm going to go to Madeline in Belmont, California, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Madeline, thank you for downloading the app onto your phone. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Thank you for taking my call. Love you guys. Aww. I love your book. I bought a case of it, and we give it out to friends and to relatives who could use it. My question, Joe, is, may the sacrament of the anointing of the sick be given to an adult who's non-Catholic?
Yes, if they seek it out, if they request it. And this is all very explicitly spelled out in Canon 844 of the Code of Canon Law. First of all, thank you very much for your question. Thank you for waiting. I know that we did not get to you very quickly.
Thank you for telling Cy how much you like
it. Yeah, thank you for buying a case of Cy's book and giving them to people. He is over here jumping off the walls. He also has been eating candy and Fritos all afternoon. So,
that candy and Fritos doesn't amount to somebody saying they liked your book. That's
and
way
bought
better.
A case of them. Yeah. That's, yes. So ordinarily, Catholics, Canon 844, Section 1 says, typically, Catholic ministers only administer the sacraments to Catholic members of the Christian faithful alone, meaning Catholic ministers, Catholic recipients. If you've got a Protestant giving Catholic sacraments or a Catholic giving Protestant sacraments or, you know, whatever, that's usually not okay. But there are exceptions. And those exceptions are laid out in sections 2, 3, and 4 of Canon 844. And it looks specifically at anointing of the sick. So in the danger of death or in the judgment of the diocesan bishop or conference of bishops, some other grave necessity urges it. Catholic ministers administer these same sacraments. Now, the sacraments in question there include penance, Eucharist, and anointing of the sick, licitly, meaning lawfully, to other Christians not having full communion with the Catholic Church. They looked at Orthodox in Section 3, this is Protestants in Section 4, who cannot approach and minister their own community and who seek such of their own accord, provided that they manifest Catholic faith and respect these sacraments and are properly disposed. So let me unpack that. If you're a Protestant who is sick and in danger of death and you want to receive, you know, the anointing of the sick, number one, you have to seek it out. You have to ask for it. We can't just assume. Number two, you have to believe what we believe about the anointing of the sick. And number three, you have to be properly disposed in the case of anointing of the sick. You can also receive penance in that situation. Like if you believe that what we say about penance is true and you're sick and dying and you want to receive penance and anointing of the sick and even receive Jesus in the Eucharist, good news. You can do that as long as you seek it out and you believe what we believe and we're totally lawfully able to bring you Jesus under those forms.
Madeline, thanks so much. Thanks for your kind words. And that says you got a case of my book. If you just send me a note at radio@catholic.com and I'll send you a free copy of Joe's book because it's a beautiful book. The early church was the Catholic Church. And since you were so generous to buy all those copies of my book, I'd like to send you a copy of Joe's. We're coming into the last few minutes. I said we had that $5,000 match that I didn't think we were going to even get to use because we were struggling so much. But we do have it. And it's down to $3,000 now. We got to raise $3,000 in the next 6 minutes. We can do that, Joe.
I believe it.
Then we'll have used up all of our matches today. That will be a fantastic outcome. 888-291-8000. Hey, if you're the person who's thinking, nah, my pledge is too small. No. Next 3 minutes, we got tons of people on the line. We're ready to take your call. A couple folks the reason we're down to 3,000 is right after we said it, two folks, Karen and Robert. Karen from Wisconsin, Robert from Pennsylvania, each gave $1,000. We're very, very grateful. Can you help us out? 888-291-8000. If you've been thinking about it, maybe now's a good time to do it. We got $3,000 to use up by the top of the hour. 888-291-8000.
You can also text Catholic to 24365 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let's maybe go to Kavon in Georgia.
We're going to wait until tomorrow to go to Jamal. Look at the clock.
Oh, yeah. I didn't. I
sorry, Jamal.
This is why, at the end of the day, you still get to keep your job. I'm worse at it than you are.
A whole bunch of lines open. A whole bunch of lines open. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. They'll stay there until there's no more calls.
Yeah, right now there are 17 people from Catholic Answers waiting to take your calls. Only 9 of them are currently taking calls, so you can do the math. There's 7 people now who are sitting by the phones waiting to hear from you. And this really is like once the calls all go dead, we're going to close up for the night. So this is your last chance today to call and donate to 888-291-8000.
3,000 to go. 5 minutes till the top of the hour. 888-291-8000 is the number. Hey, if you're listening to this later, maybe you're getting up in the morning and you listen to it while you're having your cereal in Australia or in the Philippines or
Nigeria,
Shanghai, yeah, wherever you are, you can always go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all counts. It all goes to the same place. CatholicAnswersRadio.com, safe and secure online. And if you're in the U.S. or can reach the U.S. right now, please call. Make them all work for their money around here. 888-291-8000. A few thousand dollars left, and we're in good shape for today. 888-291-8000.